I think if you had a kid, I mean, obviously not actively, but let's say someone was like, Neil, meet your son. I think you'd pass on a lot of worry to him.
Oh my God, he's gonna puke.
I think you'd pass on a lot of worry to him.
About what? Wow.
Very good.
It's a great song.
So good.
Lauren Scaduto, aka Local Team.
Local Team.
Bianca, I don't know if you listened last week, but we now do a cold open where we'll take the best funny opening and then we'll start the song.
Oh, I saw that and I'm down with it.
Great.
It's your private SNL.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I was just telling I was telling Will and Bianca. Bianca's doing a makeup tutorial for the video people. That the world's going to change because of coronavirus. And these guys don't want to believe it.
Don't rope Will
with me.
It's
just going to kill old people.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like, it's going to kill, I believe, in the hundreds of thousands of old people.
What do you think old, though? Because old to me is you. So how old are we talking?
I'm, well, over 50 is this. So that's not me, you bitch. And,
so over 50 years old.
Over 50 is not good. I mean, none of it's like extraordinarily bad. None of it's like 15% of the people that get it will die. But like, for instance, my mom's 87. It's pretty old.
I'm telling you.
So
I know you don't think I caught coronavirus. I think I caught it in Mexico. Thank you. But
if you give it to my mom, I swear to God.
Send to Philadelphia. Whatever it was, because it was weird. It wasn't fully the flu. It was something else. And I just kept saying, people kept checking on me, especially from work. And, hey, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And I just kept saying, dude, if I was 65, I'd be dead. That's all I kept texting back.
Did like, you have the dry cough? You had everything?
I had dry cough. And then it turned into like, they thought it just turned into pneumonia because of all the like, the telltale signs, like bloody phlegm, shortness of breath. So I had that for...
Bloody phlegm's pretty dramatic.
For days.
Wow.
It was not good. And then, so the cough like deepened. And when I would talk, like I didn't want to cough. So you know
what? Yeah, like, yeah. I have something I want to say. I have something. Can I have your attention? Yeah.
So I had that. I had like a fever for 6 days, 7 days. I don't know what. And then I was in Mexico. So I just believe that these things travel faster than they're reported. Obviously.
Yeah.
So who knows? I know if I came to the hospital looking how I looked and said I just came from Mexico, it would be like,
well,
alert
which brings
orange.
Me to my next point, which is you're going to Ireland.
It's not. I think I'm cool. Okay. I got the antibodies.
Okay.
I believe I actually am. I'm so, I have so little fear of traveling.
Okay.
What?
I wouldn't go to Europe if you fucking paid me right now. What? I wouldn't really? Go to Europe. I repeat. I wouldn't go to Europe right now if you fucking paid me. How much your flight? $80 to Ireland? What is it? First class?
That. First of all, it's first class. It's I don't know, 800.
Okay. Is it first class?
Yeah.
Look at you. Sarah said
there was a sale, apparently.
They got
coronavirus. It's
broken out in Ireland.
Oh, how many cases?
Bitch, I hope you get quarantined.
Is that Dub? Because I'm going to be in Dublin. Yeah. I'm going to be in County Mead and then Castle Blaney. So, oops. Maybe I should
have you, have you been before?
Yeah, I've been to Ireland a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, right.
Of Irish
one
friends.
Of your friends from Germany or something?
Yeah, I have like multiple Irish friends. One of them's getting married. Yay.
Yay, love.
Love. Your favorite thing.
Lava.
Lava. Lava you.
Lava.
So, go. Wait, but you really are scared to travel? It's your favorite thing.
Well, Will, I don't know what the hell kind of game you're playing. Will doesn't understand the computer. He's lived in the woods.
He's the only sound guy.
He had a Commodore 64 and now he's back to this.
Will is your bit where it's like, I don't fuck with computers.
I don't fuck with computers. Yeah. I wouldn't try. I mean, I'm supposed to do a show in New York. I know, but when they give the warning not to go into big crowds, you kind of go, well, as someone who's going to try to attract big crowds,
right?
I'm a little bit suspicious.
I'm kind of worried about the store. Not the store, but comedy clubs in general.
Yeah.
There's no ventilation.
It's going to be, the world's going to be weird for the next year.
It's already getting weird. What do you think's going to, I'm trying to think of things that people gather at that people are just not going to go on.
They've stopped having audiences, crowds at like basketball, at sporting events.
No.
Yeah.
You've seen a sporting event with a crowd?
I mean, it was a like high school game, but yeah, like they absolutely do. So
what about?
And then LeBron was like, I'm not, if there's no fans, I'm not playing. Yeah, you are.
Your
contract says if you don't play, you're not getting paid. Even the Lakers are going to be like, dude, you got to play. Sorry.
No, yeah, you gotta play. What the fuck? But I'm scared.
It's like I play for the fans. Really? You ever been to practice? You know, there are no fans there.
I hope. I don't know. Do you think people are really taking the warning, heeding the?
I don't. Warning? That's not good. You're going like, well, I'm looking around and nobody cares.
I didn't say any of that.
The great philosopher Dave Chappelle once said, before he was staying near the World Trade Centers. Before the towers fell, he said it was like a high school assembly. Everybody was like, "Hey, like that thing where everybody's outside." Oh,
everyone's chilling.
Yeah, and then so I get the feeling, based on the numbers, if you read an article about there was one on Medium that I linked to yesterday, like it's gonna be bad.
Well,
but
I know
you're basing it on people you know. Don't base it on people you know.
No,
at a certain point, these numbers are just gonna start doubling every day.
I understand that that's totally possible. I'm not like it's never gonna happen.
Yeah,
but you know the markets. Obviously, I'm basing it on that. Like people are very scared of coronavirus. Everything's getting affected by it. But I guess there's something that. I feel like as a society, we can get, like, hysteria is a legit thing. I mean, remember Y2K. I'm not saying it's as innocuous as Y2K, but everyone thought the computers were going to freak out. Everyone thought it was going to be the end of the
world. Yes, because we didn't understand. We didn't know what this is like. They can model this out. All the models have been modest. It's like climate change, where all the models have actually have underestimated it. The mortality rate's higher than they thought. It's all worse than they thought. When have you ever heard Italy is locked? Sorry, we're locked. You cannot leave Italy. Like
this is really what? Like you know my travel vlogging. I moonlight as a travel
vlogger.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like the fact that you're like fuck it. I'm gonna take. Let's take it. I'm gonna go face to face with this thing.
Am I the girl in like? I always think of that scene in Independence Day when she goes like, "Welcome aliens," and she gets blown.
Yeah. Yep, that's going to be you.
That is so funny. Wait, zoom out, Will. What's going on in Africa? See if my theory still stands.
Africa is doing
chilling
pretty well.
Apparently it's...
Egypt, not great, but that's... But, you know, people don't consider Egypt Africa.
Not Whoopi Goldberg.
Is that true?
Yeah, she was like, I wonder, why do people consider me, like, African? Why don't they think I'm Egyptian? I was like, ooh, Whoopi?
I don't know. The dreads and the... And the facial features and skin tone?
That would be lit.
I don't know.
There are these like online, rumors.
Egyptologists?
No, not Egypt. They're saying how it's allergic, like the coronavirus is black skin is resistant.
Again,
it's funny to me.
It's so like seeing science in the age of disinformation, seeing something that's demonstrably scientific and going like somebody was saying that. It's like Mick Mulvaney saying that they're using it to get Trump, and then people at CPAC where he said it,
right,
got it, and it's then like, Ted Cruz has got to go home for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's the greatest news.
Yeah.
Not to be a dick, but
So now, having said that, there's more cases in America than Ireland, so maybe you're doing the right thing.
Escaping. But,
how many are in Mexico?
Yeah, can you go?
7. You're one of them.
Legit. I, you know why? I'll tell you why. Because It felt, these are all people who came to the hospital and got tested.
Seven. It's not very many.
Totally. But if you've been to Mexico, it's not a run to the hospital and get tested sort of.
It's go to the pharmacy.
Farmacia.
All you can eat.
Stupid. So it just felt like it was actively trying to murder me every fucking day. Whereas a flu, like, you can kind of get up and go to the bathroom and you
How'd you get out of it?
Well, I took Tamiflu because I thought I had the flu. And I asked the doctors, I was like, I think I have coronavirus. And he looked at me like, you have the flu, chill the fuck out. Because this was about a month. It was at New Year's. And then, I don't know, I had 100.
That's 2 months ago.
Right. But nobody was saying the word coronavirus 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Not one person. The only reason why I asked if it was coronavirus is because I'm a hypochondriac and I Googled world viral outbreaks. And there was one article that said, like 5,000 cases in Wuhan in China.
Yeah.
Like growing concerns in China over this thing. So I didn't know what the fuck it was. So I asked him and he was like, no, you have the flu. Yeah. It's flu season. Calm the fuck down. But the Tamiflu didn't. I mean, I was sick for like a week. I don't know. But you know?
Yeah, we'll never know.
Well, I gave you the antibodies. So you're welcome.
I hope to God you're right.
I just think you love staying indoors. So this
has been...
This
first
is a dream.
Of all, I'm laughing all the way to the living room. So Howie funny. Mandel,
you and Howie just
the germaphobes. This is a victory for the germaphobes because we totally were right this entire time. We were right. I mean, yeah, I think the world's gonna change. First, I mean, I'm getting killed in the stock market.
Are you, like, not interested in going on dates anymore?
No.
You know what I mean?
No. No, because I don't.
Random.
I don't know. Like, that is a good impression of one of my dates, by the way.
Okay.
You hold your hands up and.
an ice cream in your hand?
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, we'll get into that later.
Uh-oh.
My ice cream. All right, look, there's been some Me Too, stragglers got popped this week. Chris Matthews.
Thought we didn't see Chris.
Chris Matthews. Here's what I'll say. Very much. Okay. Well, the woman who made a documentary, The Hunting Ground and like The Hunting Ground, which I thought was great about college, about rape on college campuses. Right. She was doing a doc about sexual harassment and assault in comedy. And she was like, will you do an interview? And I was like, no. And this is like a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago. And she goes, why not? And I was like, why don't you focus on news? Because in comedy, there was Louis, Aziz, and Bill Cosby. That's, we're going to say... 1% of the
influenza
comedy.
The comedy.
And yes, thank you. And putting it in a way I can understand. And in news, morning news was like half of them.
Yeah.
And then add Chris Matthews, add Tom Brokaw, Dan Rather didn't get popped.
News.
But all of them, Steve Croft had I mean, just like everybody has some, and then Matt Lauer and Charlie Rose. Rose. There's something so a male news anchor is like the closest you get to a sea captain on land because he's in charge of the it's like arg. He might as well have a fucking giant wheel. Arg.
We trust them.
Yeah, they are trustworthy. I mean, Brian Williams didn't get popped, but he got popped for lying.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's the these guys are the last bastion of like that's real sex. It's like a sexist environment. Like, what am I gonna say? I'm the face of this thing. And like, get the weather girl in here, but show your tits.
Right.
It's just fucking gross. Like Ron Burgundy is basically just a sexist dickhead. It was funny. Because he was so sexist.
Right. That was the funny part of
it. That's what was funny about
it. Fucking parodying.
So like, I'm thankful. I'm not going to say I'm never going to get Me Too'd, because you never say never. Never the say night's never. Young. But as somebody who was 17 when Anita Hill went on trial,
right,
the two big things that affected me, and Dave always used to talk about this, two big things that affected us were Len Bias having a heart attack, the who? One night he did cocaine. There was a guy who was drafted number one in the NBA draft, did cocaine that night, heart exploded and died.
The first time he's ever done cocaine?
Yes. Do we know allegedly. Allegedly. I mean, allegedly.
But still, damn.
It was crazy.
I didn't know you could, that could happen from one night of cocaine.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely like, yeah, he just, he, his heart exploded.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. And then?
Anita Hill.
Yeah. I mean, Anita I don't
Hill,
know.
The Anita Hill
like.
Trial.
Seems so mean in the clip.
It's really mean. They just all treat, I mean, they, all those guys, Joe Biden included, it was shameful. They're all just talking. Like, what are the odds she made up the right. fact that Clarence Thomas put a pube on her Coke? Like, who could, you can't write it. It's so fucking
but
weird
also,
and stupid.
Like, they really didn't care. They were just mad that he was selling, she was trying to sell his name.
Right, but you, that's disqualifying to be a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, exactly. They were just like, God damn it.
Yeah, they, but also, you know, sexual harassment wasn't even a law until 1979. You're allowed to rape your wife until late 70s, early 80s. I mean, it was a horror show for women.
Yeah.
And thank God it's not anymore.
It's all done,
it's
guys.
It's entirely different. Congratulations, ladies. You're home. Now take your jacket off. Why don't you get comfortable? So here's what I don't like about it. So there was a minor Vanity Fair blog, and then the Daily Show online team made a montage of him being creepy on the air.
Chris Matthews?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And
I want to see it.
It's on their Instagram.
Okay.
But I was kind of like, if I was, I don't think it puts a target on Trevor, but right, I know but that I know from just the world, as petty as I am, I'd be like,
you'd be like, oh
yeah, I'd be like, no, we're gonna keep this, keep going.
Right. Keep that in the pocket.
Keep, like, I just wouldn't, I don't know. I just,
you'd
I, that
never
feels
let
like
that
bad
go.
News.
But, don't you think, like, the
I
Daily
think
Show,
they took it down or something.
Don't you think, like, the Daily Show, Colbert Report, these guys, like, they kind of, it's expected that they're going to come after.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if I were, I don't, Trevor's squeaky clean, but obviously, if it were me, I'd be like, ah.
Well, the problem is the moment you
You
do,
can make a montage of me. It's like they made a montage of
Joe
saying the N-word. I promise you on one of those episodes.
What episodes?
One of the N-word episodes. Because I remember he and I remember I did Rogan and talked about, we were talking about the N-word, and Dave said he watched it and was like, I'd never seen two white people talk about the N-word like that. Like we
in
just
a good
had
way
like
or
a
or
sort
no?
of constructive,
yeah,
like, you know, what's the kind of what's
did
the
you guys
deal?
Say the word?
Yeah. Okay. And they used it in the montage. They don't cut to me. I'm sure if I get famous enough, they will. Like, I'm sure, like, there's a, I mean, I used to say it on the Champs constantly. Not right. constantly, but like,
constantly.
My rule was if I was quoting somebody, I would say it, like, so and so, but I've never gone, like, the thing with it.
No,
that's
no, no.
not, yet.
Yeah.
That, look, I got rules. But I also said it in my act. Like, so.
But I think you come out with just like, you want to fuck with me? Because these are my accolades. This is where I came from. This is my background.
Yeah.
I think people kind of give.
Yes, they don't.
You
but
a
there
pass,
are
they
a lot
give,
of people that don't like it.
Oh, 100%. But I think it's harder to be outraged in
yes,
the same
I'm
manner.
Not a white knight. I'm not like, I'm, you know, I'm not. I'm careful not to chastise people online.
Right.
Kind of for that reason, but also because I just think it's kind of a bitch move. It's just some snitch shit. It's like, yeah, right. If you get a fucking video department, you can make a montage of anybody.
You can make anyone look
yeah,
bad.
You
so.
Can literally just make anyone look bad. So, Chris Matthews, RIP.
So what did he do though?
He,
I don't understand.
He would be, he'd say like, oh, gorgeous. Oh, look at that body. He'd say stuff like that. Really? He would say little creepy. He said he was in a makeup chair and he said something like, I could fall in love with you. That kind of thing. I know. There was a woman on Mar the other night who, this woman, I think her name's Caitlin Flanagan. She writes for The Atlantic, but she's kind of a, she's like 55, 60, and she's kind of like, it's a compliment. You're going to wither at a compliment from a man? It's, yeah. She's kind of older. She's like, I know this is generational, but.
No, it is generational. I just like, yeah. Like just talk, have a private conversation with him about his creepy behavior.
Yeah.
What is the, who's outing this? What is the bringing it to light? Who's behind that?
Vanity, the woman wrote a blog.
Oh, the same woman that asked you. Okay.
I also think, I think a lot of these guys, they just want to get rid of. I think what happens is, Chris Matthews like, probably makes a lot of money.
Dishonorable discharge.
Yeah, basically. It's he makes a lot of money.
And, he has a real sloppy mouth when he talks. I don't love it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yes, he's a real East Coast liberal. So he asked Elizabeth Warren a question she didn't like. You believe the women about Bloomberg, you know. So he's they just it's a contract dump.
Yeah.
Basically.
I just don't think we should like rid the world of every thing, you know? Like I understand people are always going to be racist. They're going to be a little sexist. They're going to be everything. I mean, like, it's just fucking company you keep. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm a little brainwashed. I think I'm a little brainwashed. So
from what?
I don't always find things to be that big of a deal that people complain about in terms of sexual harassment. I don't want to bash anyone or be like, that's it, girl.
Yeah.
Like, but it's more, it is kind of like that. So I don't really know if it's, I really think that's not a big deal, or I just grew up in a way that I'm okay with a little sexual harassment. I guess.
Yeah. And all you throw it around, you give it as good as you get it. You throw it around. Okay. I've seen your podcast.
I do. I am a
I think people have different tolerances.
Exactly. There we go.
So
thank you.
So now it's like anything, what do we do? It's once you get into making laws about it, that's where it gets a little sticky, because or firing people, or I mean, I think Chris Matthews could have a legal case on his hands for wrongful termination.
Yeah, of course.
So we shall see in the courts.
Meet me in the court.
Meet me in the court. Batch. By the way, I'm a booch bitch now.
Yeah, I was like, can I have one? Shit. No, it's fine. I really actually don't.
The thing I didn't realize about kombucha has got caffeine in it. Because I drank one last night at 9 p.m. and I was up till 3:45.
Dude, kombucha. I used to work at Whole Foods, and every morning I'd come to work like during the summer, pop a kombucha. Pop one. Boom. Boosh. Ready to serve. Annoying people. But it's a lot of sugar.
It's not. It's 5 grams.
That one?
Yeah.
The other one is a lot.
Yeah.
The re something.
It's actually 10 grams per bottle. And I'm okay. So let's get into my sugar intake.
Okay.
I haven't had ice cream, I think, in three nights in a row, no cream.
Okay.
Not easy. Not easy for me. 3 nights in a row, no ice cream. I'm trying to figure out something to replace it with.
Replace? Just wean off.
I know. Well, I need something to like sweet tooth.
You used to smoke cigarettes, correct?
Yeah. Okay. And I chew my gum. That's
you
got
do
xylitol.
Chew that gum.
So haven't had ice cream in 3 nights. And I've just been watching sugar documentaries about how bad it is. And it's fucking really bad for you. It's just has no redeeming qualities other than taste.
I have no sugar tolerance. I think sugar's so gross.
Do you really?
Yeah. You know, if you eat something really salty, you start feeling it in your blood almost.
Yeah.
That's how it is with sugar. I can take one bite of something. I'm like, hoof.
Really?
Yikes. Like it's just gross to me.
Yeah.
I can eat like a quarter of a cookie, put it away.
And the thing that'll happen if I give it a week and I have some, be like, God damn, that's sweet. Like
yeah.
If you go off it, when you taste the how
sweet
the proportion of sweetness, you're like, God, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, it's insane when you've been out of the game for a while.
It's very addictive though, because oddly enough, when, and a lot of girls say this when I'm on my period or about to get my period, that's the only time I have a weird taste for it. And mm-hmm. it's like,
mm. Mm,
but I chocolate. Want, I only have like one or two, like a bite of something. I'm just like, Jesus.
A woman did a study where they put basically cocaine juice and sugar, cocaine water and sugar water next to each other. And the rats chose the sugar water 4 times as much as the cocaine juice.
I was reading something where they put rats on cocaine, equal parts cocaine, like another, and then another set of rats on caffeine,
mm-hmm.
like proportionate amounts. And at the end of the 30 days, all the caffeine rats were dead and all the cocaine rats were fine.
Yeah. And they were driving rat Lamborghinis. Yeah, good.
So maybe you should take up cocaine.
Well, if I ever see it again, I've never seen it.
It's, you know why? It's around you at all times. No one's offering it to you because you seem like you'd be like, what? No.
Well, give me some.
What? I don't have any.
Give me cocaine.
No, you're right.
I want your cocaine
so bad. Don't you think?
Huh?
You get addicted to things.
Yeah.
You have an addictive personality.
Yeah. I did it one time, cocaine.
What are you going to do with your sugar situation?
I feel like I'm out of the woods.
Yeah? 3 days?
3 days of no ice cream is pretty big for me.
What are you going to do? Never have ice cream again?
No, I might go into a cheat day thing. I don't know. I don't know what I'm
going to
do.
Is it all sugar or is it like ice cream?
It's especially ice cream, but it's all sugar. Like, you shouldn't, basically, in my research, okay. You shouldn't have more than 25 to 30 grams of sugar a day, which is 5 teaspoons, basically.
But that's hard because everything has sugar in it.
I know. I mean, I'm thankfully, I eat pretty well. So,
yeah,
like, really sweet green has no sugar in it. My dressing, it's raisins do.
Ew, you put raisins on yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, why?
So white.
I'm white.
White.
Raisins make it better. Okay. Raisins are white hot sauce.
Oh my God. They are.
They really are.
They are. So when a non-white person, they're like, ooh.
Yeah. Wow. Wait. What the fuck? Raisins are white hot sauce.
That is so funny.
So also in other news. How you feel, man? So Hachette, the publishing company. Hachette. I don't know how you pronounce it. They were publishing Woody Allen's memoir. And they have the same parent company, Penguin, I believe, as Ronan Farrow, who is Woody Allen, but really Frank Sinatra's son. And Ronan did a social media thing, and then the employees walked out last Wednesday.
Wait,
I think.
Which employees? Of
Hachette and Penguin, I think.
And in support of
Ronan. In support of Ronan. Okay. Yeah. Cause he was they didn't tell Ronan, because Woody Allen denies molesting Ronan's sister. And so Ronan's, you know, basically like, he's Woody Allen is his enemy.
Yeah,
it's so goddamn funny because it's his dad, but who knows? It's right. His dad. I've heard conflicting things.
Okay,
so it's his dad, who he refers to as Woody Allen. He's like the filmmaker Woody Allen, but meanwhile, he knows the dude.
Well,
yeah, grew up under him. And
how does he say that was just as a child?
He doesn't. I've never talked to him about it. I talked to him a little bit about it like a long time ago, but Woody Allen's also not his real name. His real name's Alan Konigsberg.
No.
Yeah.
What's his last name?
Konigsberg. Yeah.
Konigsberg.
Yeah. And
Kingsland.
So it's just funny where he talks about like Woody Allen. He just refer. It's really fun. It's like, right, such, it's like, an estranged.
You mean dad? What?
Yeah, such an estranged thing. So, but I'm, and then Stephen King came out and said that he doesn't support them dropping him, them dropping Woody Allen. Basically, Stephen King is saying, which I think what he's saying is like, the guy was found innocent.
Right. Like, it's just,
what do you, so what is, so what's, is it the charge? It's the, he's found innocent. They keep saying he's guilty. The court found him innocent. What is the standard?
Here's the, don't offer him the book deal to begin with if you just don't want to represent him. But
well, the thing was, they wanted, they didn't tell Ronan.
Oh.
And which, you know, I don't,
I mean, it's not really his business.
I agree, but maybe because of,
it's a little shady.
Ronan's, the subject of his book. Ronan's book sold a fucking lot of copies.
The thing is, a lot of book deals, if there's a book too similar, I know someone who's trying to like do a,
Woody Allen's is the Me Too from the inside out.
Opposite. Yeah. Reverse. He's doing a cookbook.
It's called To Me.
Stupid. To Me.
Yeah.
But yeah, my friend's doing a book deal, a cookbook deal, and this publisher passed because the person that was supposed to edit it is editing something too similar. Mm-hmm. And like a lot of people don't. Oh,
there's tons of read. But interesting, this guy is got charged with sexual misconduct on his stuff. Whatever the charges were, he was found innocent.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't give a damn about Mr. Allen. It's who gets muzzled next that worries me.
Mm.
Okay, so then Stephen King gets accused of something. He gets found innocent, but the person goes, no, he, and then another author goes, no, I know the person who accused him, he did it.
Right.
Now what? That's what all this stuff, with all this stuff, it's everyone thinks they know until you give them one piece of counter evidence. Because of the comedy doc that I'm doing, it's, you see people's entire, they go, well, I think you should be able to say whatever. Michael Rappaport literally says on camera, when it comes to comedy, you got to say, suck my dick. And then Ari makes a Kobe joke and he's crying on.
Right.
It's like, okay, so you can't say suck my dick, it turns out. Or
you really, yeah, I not mean, at all times.
The other thing is suck my dick. And then I would go, what about blackface? Oh, yeah. Okay, so when does, what's, why did black people have a case, a legitimate case against blackface, but transgender people don't have a legitimate case against against being called trannies? Mm. What's the difference? Explain, walk me through the difference. And the difference is, I want to say tranny. That's the only difference. It's right. Not, it's not thought out.
It's just basically how much of the population is in agreement, with this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Or everyone, most people are like, blackface is fucked up. There's a lot less, you know, pro blackface opinions.
But guess what? There was when it was happening.
No, there are. It's just, there's always going to be like, what does it matter?
Yeah.
Who cares? Let me do what I want.
Yeah.
Especially here. But it just depends on, okay, how far along are we? How many people are now on the boat of like, let's not do that? And I think tranny, it's just an underfunded cause. Like half the people don't understand it, no care. And the people that do.
Well, when me and Will make a montage of you saying tranny, we'll see how you do. We will see how.
Trying to take me down.
Stephen King went on to say, if you think he's a pedophile, don't buy the book. Don't go to his movies. Don't go to listen to him play jazz at Carlisle. Promo for the Carlisle every Monday. Vote with your wallet by withholding it. In America, that's how we do it.
I like that because I also don't agree with taking down like comics. I don't like when people take down people's art or TV shows. And it's a weird form of censorship.
Right. But, okay, so what about The Cosby Show?
Well, who's like watching reruns of The Cosby Show?
Somebody, they had it on the air. Yeah. I mean, somebody must have been watching it.
No, I'm not saying play it, but I know one streaming service removed all of Louis' stuff from their site. So yeah. You can't even find it.
Yes.
You know, no one's even hosting it. I'm not saying to promote it or syndicate it or anything like that, but at least, I mean, make it accessible.
Yeah.
And you can choose if you want
to. Right, but they don't. They have to sell sponsor. They have sell. They don't want to get sponsors pulled. They don't. It's just it's a very direct line to sponsors getting boycotted, yeah. And that's kind of all that matters.
Yeah,
is how long does it take to get everyone to cry foul, and then you look like a bigot by even entertaining it. You can't just go like, look, man. Do what you want, you guys. You get it. Netflix still has a couple of Louis specials left, the ones they paid for.
Right.
They canceled the other one. So,
but that kind of goes into the honeypot thing.
I don't know what that is.
It's just this black hair brand, and they did a Target commercial. Target was like highlighting them, and it said, I don't even understand the outrage, but it basically said, I'm doing this for when another, you know, black girl has an idea and she has no one to see, like, oh, you know, you can, your ideas can come to reality. You know, that's why we're doing this. Something like that. The wording is roughly that. It's just basically like, we're making this brand so other little black girls have something to look up to.
Yeah.
Outrage.
Why?
Because white people are like, oh, so it's only for black girls. Why isn't it for white girls? There was like a lot of outrage, and then to respond to the outrage, I believe their sales like quadrupled in like 2 days.
Somebody sent me a link yesterday, and I find it really hard to believe.
The one time he's not Googling.
All right, black woman-owned hygiene company, feminine hygiene, has given thousands of one-star reviews and received lots of negative and outright racist comments online after it was featured in a Target commercial in early February. Many of the negative comments complained that the commercial was racist. Apparently some white viewers were offended by Honey Pot's owner and founder B. Dixon saying in the ad that she wanted Honey Pot to do well so that the next black girl that comes up with a great idea can have a better opportunity. A number of people Monday posted on the consumer trust plan. Oh yeah. I mean, you know, white people.
I'm just saying, like, trannies, you know, like blackface, like everyone's going to be fucking offended at some point.
However, the product is marketed to all women. The company's tagline reads, made by humans with vaginas for humans with vaginas.
Wow. Sorry, Neil. That's you're going to be outraged.
No, I like that. Yeah. It's anytime you can say vaginas in an ad, I'm with you. I support you 100%. I'm going to buy some.
No, you're going to just to support?
Just to have them around.
But just in case.
Just for the gals. sometimes Neil I hit it Spall. So hard. Sometimes I hit it so hard, you know, bitches be spotting.
Please. Ew. oh my God.
Sometimes that's what happens, Bianca. I hit it so hard, I hit it so deep that bitches start spotting.
In response to people being outraged, their sales like so. Yeah. I mean, everyone's like, shut the fuck up. But there's so many. I don't know. Outrage is weird. This seems completely irrational.
Would that outrage? It's outrage. Twitter, social media is an outrage platform. It rewards outrage. It's what people go there for. It's like a gym for outrage. So to say that people are, it's like, you know, after the, in light of the honeypot thing, airplanes are taking off at the airport. That's what they do. They're just going to be fucking crazy.
Right.
So it can't mean anything. You just have to like.
But it does make the news still. And people are outraged constantly. Well, that's
because the news is just wildly dishonest.
Yeah.
It's just so fucking dishonest. Like the amount of the pretend. They're just pretending.
But how do we sort out what outrage we deem, you know, credible and what outrage
you read about it and go, this is stupid. This is stupid. This is a non-argument.
The worst one that still grinds my gears. There's a show on TLC called Everyday Muslim, All American Muslim. And it showed the biggest Muslim communities like in Dearborn, Michigan.
Yeah.
So it just showed them being normal,
mm-hmm.
playing soccer, football, police officers, yep. They just were Muslim.
There's blowing themselves up, that kind of thing.
There's this stupid fucking like organization called like Florida Family some shit. Mm-hmm. And this guy's a psycho. He goes, his claim is that he wants it pulled and he wants it canceled because they aren't acting like terrorists. Mm-hmm. He's like, no, this is fake. They're trying, this is propaganda and over like washing it with
I mean, it's just a moron. The problem with the entire internet is
millions of people emailed.
It's the greatest information and the worst information living next door to each other. So, and they both have logos. They both have
everything looks legitimate.
It all, they both have letterhead. They everything had it has all of the appearance of what we used to, what used to be mostly factual, and people can't discern.
But the thing is, they emailed Lowe's and Lowe's pulled their thing saying, like, you're right. We don't want to support something
well,
like this.
Well, that's so the, it's like, the funny thing, again, that I've learned in the documentary is that, so back like Amos and Andy, all that stuff, corporations would only, corporations didn't want to seem not racist.
Right. Oh, so not, they did, they.
So they, like, when there was, when black people were up in arms about Amos and Andy, corporations didn't want to appear to white people like they were siding with black people. So they would support Amos and Andy because they would rather seem, there's more money in being racist than not racist.
Damn, that's the same shit.
Yeah.
It's literally the same thing.
In that case, absolutely. Yeah. It's one-to-one. So, yeah, you have to look and go, well, this is very stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, you know, it's like the Baptist, whatever the people that used to, like the Baptist people
Snake.
That, yeah, whatever that would go and say you're going to hell. And
oh, like more, they I go mean, to college campuses.
Yeah, they're just fucking morons.
They would come to San Diego State and just scream and kids would just surround them and yell shit at them. It was so funny.
Yeah.
Like it was enjoyable, actually.
That's great.
Kind of. But for them, I'm like, don't you feel in danger? This is awful.
I feel like those people want to get hit because it'll make Weird. Them feel, it'll make them feel like, Lord, did you see that, Lord?
Oh, like the God hates fags people.
Yeah. Okay. Bianca.
Tell me.
Space tourism.
Como?
Space tourism, I was not interested in, and then I heard about this coronavirus.
Now you're like, I'm going to Mars.
I'm right there. You go to Ireland, I go to fucking space, bitch.
You are not going to like space at all.
Bitch, I'm going to be in the cosmos.
Dude, too claustrophobic. I would never
get You're going to die. That's the other thing. The first dozen ships, they're just going to go, crying.
Debbie.
Know this, if you... If any friend of mine goes to space and dies, I will not. I may go to a funeral. I will not mourn. I will not cry.
And well, yeah, it's a little like you're bad.
Yeah. Like, man, how could we have avoided this? It's what I always say about when there's an air show disaster. No,
come on.
Not a disaster. That's you fly normal. That's my fly fucking don't hot dog it. You're hot dogging it. Your air, everybody's running and no, just don't be a fucking normal plane, normal flying.
What about fun?
Yes, but don't come bitching to me when it explodes.
Neil.
I'm all for fun.
I'll never forget when you responded to that feeler's email about her fiance passing away by doing a scuba accident. And you're like, this is why I don't go outside. I'm like,
yeah,
you don't feel bad. She was like, my fiance recently passed away and I'm trying to date again. He was in a scuba accident. Sad email. Your response when we're done reading it was like, again, why I don't go outside.
That's why,
like,
if the Lord wanted us underwater, he would have given us gills. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I've taken the equipment you've given me, and I'm using it. Father God. When's the first time you heard Father God, by the way?
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't raised religious at all.
I never even heard it until like 5 years ago.
Are you sure? Maybe you skipped it.
I mean, maybe church is like fucking as an creepy. Adult, I heard it a little bit, but I never heard it as a kid.
Church, just their expression's very creepy. I'd only go to church if I stay the night on a Saturday with my friend. And then she'd be like, we got to go to church in the morning.
And you would do it?
Well, I'd be like, they got breakfast afterwards. So I was like, yeah, that's whatever. What's up. And I'd be like, fuck, they would talk about blood sacrifice. Jesus gave a blood sacrifice.
Is yeah, he died, and then they converted his body into paper. It's just, you go, what?
Did it make sense to you when you were going to Catholic
school? No, you just pretend it does because you want to fit in. I mean,
when you're a kid.
I mean, no. I think that it is worthwhile to create a moral framework for children, people, right? I think that you can do it without mythology, and you can do it without magic. You can just go, no, it's don't be shitty.
Yeah.
You don't need like, and here's a confusing story about, because all of them are like, wait, what? And then the priest is up there trying to interpret it, and they're all almost uniformly bad speakers.
Really?
Yeah, because you don't get into it. If you're a good speaker, there's no, the Venn diagram of like good speakers and guys who want to be celibate is pretty small. So they're all bad speakers. So then they give a confusing synopsis of what they read that's like all kinds of interpretation.
Right.
And you're just kind of like, I should go to church sometime and go, what? What?
Huh? No question.
And then Jesus said, what? Why? Why? What? Are you sure? Are you sure for real? I think Brian Scolaro used to do that joke that he wanted to dress up as the devil and go to church and go, bullshit. Somebody used to do that joke. It's fucking really funny.
I could see like David Cross doing that.
Yeah. So.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Also, you know, do you... Okay, so the Boy Scouts got popped a couple weeks ago.
Right. They're no longer.
Chapter 11. Is there a world in which any man should be... I'm suspectful of any man who wants to hang out with children.
Well, what if you just want to guide them and teach them and be a good influence on under maybe privileged kids. I can understand that. You're a big brother. The hell? That was a little kid.
Yeah. And I did it.
So what you saying?
That was about what class. What you saying? That was about class. Meaning that was about like trying to share. Excuse me.
Okay. Every bodily function.
Everything's happening.
Okay.
That was about trying to share my luck with somebody.
Mm.
You know what I mean? My financial luck with somebody. Yeah.
That wasn't necessarily like gather around.
I mean, it was, I also wanted, I volunteered one time. I remember the Laugh Factory like 10 years ago in Long Beach, we gave out pizza and presents to little kids and it was so great.
Yeah.
And
it's fulfilling. I don't know why. It's weirdly like selfishly fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, I have given my time to your kids.
And you just feel great.
That's how it was at the Watts thing I did. I worked at the Watts Empowerment Center.
Yeah.
And I was just like, these little kids, at first they're very standoffish. And then they're like, pick me up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Can you pick me up? They're like, and you're like, what? Can you pick me up? And you go, okay. The best. Rubbing their eyes.
So, but see, you can understand how someone would want to be around a little kid.
Yeah, I guess. I
what is the specific thing that you're like, why you want to go do
that? I don't. I guess what I'll say is whenever someone ends up being a child molester, I'm not surprised. No guy ever has surprised me.
Do you think that, let's say, Catholic Church, weird Boy Scout situations, do you think people get in those situations and then it sparks something, or do you think perverts are attracted to those situations because it's easy access?
No, I think that I think it's completely easy access.
Okay.
I think that they go in.
They go in because they're like, oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, these where the boys are.
Where the boys at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the problem is that men are just innately untrustable sexually.
Yeah. That's correct.
And all
I'm winding you up slowly but surely. This is it's called the long play. We bank 100 episodes and I put it on you. I go, come upstairs. We need to have a meeting. No, you come up and I'm like, oh, I'm just getting out of the shower. Oh, hey, Bianca. Okay, can you rub moisturizer on my dick? Yeah. So I don't trust. You're right about it is fulfilling. But.
No, I get it because you know you're not a pervert. So when you do it, it's like, yeah. But I at the Watts Empowerment Center, there was this like Australian guy, this white Australian guy, and he kept like being around the kids. And I was like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Because it's mostly black people.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, he volunteers all the time. And I was like, got my eye on you. And I'm like, I just got here.
Yeah.
He's been here for years. And
you're like, wait, can I speak to you? Let me see some ID.
So I get that there's this distrust. Also, especially when kids are so trusting.
Yeah.
You want to be like, don't be so trusting, kids. Bears in the woods.
Well, they don't know any. Yeah, it's just, especially because I watched the incest video.
What incest video?
I talked about it on
the documentary.
Yeah.
Like the one video?
And I just, it just, you just kind of, I don't know, man.
I think if you had a kid, I mean, obviously not actively, but let's say someone was like, Neil, meet your son. I think you'd pass on a lot of worry to him.
About what?
Just like weariness, you know, like always be weary. You're just kind of weary. About
Yeah, it's friend told somebody I know that has kids told them he has daughters that are like 12 and 13. There is no reason for an adult to speak to you in public. Which you get at first, you're like, what are you talking about? And then you think about it, and you're like, yeah, there he's right. A stranger,
there's yeah.
No, there's absolutely no reason for an adult, mostly man, women also true, but less so. There is not any reason for them to speak to you. What could they possibly need? If you're lost, you don't ask an 11-year-old girl.
Oh yeah, that age.
If you need help, you don't ask. Like, they are not muscular. There's no. Right. They can provide you with nothing.
Right. Exactly.
So why would you? Don't even listen to them.
Yeah, just ignore them.
Yep, just completely ignore them. And then, because what are they going to do? You little bitch. What are they going to do?
Help me.
Because no adult's going to be like, yeah, where are you going, you little bitch? It's not the 50s.
Right.
Where you had like slapping kids and just, yeah. Wilding. So Wilding. There's absolutely no reason. So I think that's really good advice.
Yeah, that's great advice. Mm. But the problem is I also talk to kids when I'm like, if they're cute, I'm like, what you doing? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't do that.
I told you I did a joke. I was doing a show. I was doing a commercial, I don't know, a couple months ago. And a gay man complimented a little girl in her clothes. And I was like, what that is a little something called gay privilege right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't be like, I like your top.
Yeah, no.
Like, can't say shit.
I had a science teacher in middle school. And it was like right when you're getting boobs.
Yep.
And
you was 8, right? Your body needed time to create those things. Your body needed a 10-year plan. Body's like, look, we should get started on these things because this is going to take a while.
Okay. So I remember I just started like developing breasts and I had this cute little top that like scrunched around the boob area.
Yeah.
They were very small, but whatever. They just were something.
You could tell they were going to be something. Yeah.
Something great. Uh-huh. And I remember he like was always a dickhead to me. He was just a grumpy old man. And then he started being really nice and complimenting every single top. And he did it to every girl who had boobs. He's like, that's a great top. And we'd always be like, ugh, Mr., get out of here.
How old was he?
Oh, he was, I don't know. Mr. was, his name is Mr.
Literally?
Yeah, Mr. His last name is Mr. So wow. It was Mr. And he was like in his 70s or 60s or 70s at the time. And I was 12, 13, whatever junior high is. And he was always like, everyone was like, he's a creep.
Yeah.
Like everyone knows. That's the thing. Kids will, all kids know the purpose.
Because it's, because they act fucking weird.
It's like you act different than all the other old people.
You're acting fucking weird, dude.
Right.
So, stop it.
But it's funny because it's like, we got to protect the children. It's like, children already know who the weirdo is.
Yeah. But the one who doesn't, the victim doesn't.
It's always the fucking.
Yeah, because they're from a cycle of abuse. And they're like, over here.
Oh, no. You just nailed it. That's so dark.
It's day after school. What? Okay, Mr.
Oh, fuck.
Can I call you Mr.? Nothing creepy about that name. Nothing mysterious and. And like a character in a horror movie. Okay, so we had some dropouts this week, Bedinkers.
Good, it's we're goodbye.
Everybody dropped out.
Are you sad?
I want to get into it for Doc Watch, but the Elizabeth Warren dropped out, right? And I don't, we sort of talked about this last week, but I just don't know what it's going to take.
What's going to take for what?
For a woman to get elected to be president.
Why are you so concerned? You have all these criticisms of my people.
Of what? Women?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm not holding women accountable. Although somebody did call me and go, you know who didn't vote for Elizabeth Warren?
Is women.
And that's what I don't understand. How
we're
and
brainwashed. It's him.
I know. It's an impossible question to answer. But what would women be like independent of men?
Well, aren't there those societies like
there's like
in history where the women
yeah the
were
Wonder
dominant?
Woman one, what? The one the island that Wonder Woman goes to.
No reality.
Yeah. Like
it was like
thousands of years ago.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. I think. It would be fine. I think there wouldn't be. You know what you want to know?
I'm not Look saying what would it. What I'm saying is, how do we? It's like women independent of men,
right?
White black people independent of white people. Like, what are? I guess all oppressed groups have been oppressed for so long that right. You can't even remember what it was like before. There is no control group. It's all variable. And fucking, it's like, God damn, if women won't fucking vote for her, and that is it brainwashed? You're no one's in the booth with you.
Right.
What is it? That's what I don't understand. It's like, what is it?
I just think a lot of people, when they imagine someone running the country, I don't think a lot of women have faith that a woman can do it.
Is it based on their own brain? What is it based on? Is it based on negative, the negative influence? Is it the male gaze that women then take in as their own?
I think it's based on the similar thing when we were talking about why women don't go into these like high-powered, why there's less women in these high-powered positions. Also, it's not only men saying they can't do it. I know that it's mostly like male kind of roadblocks, all these women who have been in high-powered positions say, like, adversity from men. But it's also a lack of support from women doing that, too. Like, we only talk about how the men are blocking women, but we're not talking about, there's probably behind that girl, there is a lot of women who are like,
well,
why are you doing that?
Yeah. So it's just, there's also,
it's hard to
the Trump thing where it's like black women voted for Trump, like 90%. Voted against Trump 90%. Black men voted against him like 94%. And white women voted for Trump 55%. And I think that there's a, it is evolutionary in that I think that women want to be protected by men. And they know that the way to get it is to support men. Mm. And it's like fucking, but we have guns and locks now. Right. Like, it.
Why do you sound so frustrated?
Because I watched the Hillary doc.
Okay.
On Hulu.
Is it good?
Yeah. Hit, Will, give me it. Do we have, did we play all the Doc Watch songs?
Play one of them.
I only date women who do their own taxes.
If you're sitting on an elephant, life is either going extremely well or extremely bad.
Doc Watch.
I forgot that you said that.
I watch Hillary on Hulu. And the thing that you find out about Hillary is that she's fucking impressive as shit.
So impressive.
She her parents were Republican. She gets into Wellesley, which is an all-women's university. It's like the kind of the Harvard for women.
Isn't Wellesley have a man and a woman? Mm-mm. Or is it, oh.
Maybe now.
Weasley. But maybe I'm thinking Weasley.
Ron Weasley from from Harry Potter?
No.
That's all I know about Harry Potter.
Okay, sorry.
And she's Republican. Her parents are Republican. She is never really fits in. She's kind of like, it's the late 60s. So she's kind of like looking around. And then she goes to the Young Republicans meeting at Wellesley and is the president for a couple months. And is like, I don't even believe this.
Right.
So I'm going to stop coming. I'm going to stop. And becomes basically a Democrat. Black girl that she went to Wellesley with said, I had a good sense of humor. She had a great sense of humor about Hillary. So if a black woman says you have a great sense of humor, trust it.
Where was this doc in?
It was on Wikipedia because I remember at the Daily Show, me and Michelle Wolf had to write a thing and we were looking all this stuff up and we're like, Bill Clinton's one of the, so then, okay. So then she's Wellesley. They went the graduating class. The speaker at the graduation is a like Republican senator. The women of the school go, we want a student to speak too.
Right.
They nominate Hillary.
Oh.
She speaks. She ethers the guy who went before her and the Republican senator. And it's like, we're tired of being like, this is our moment, you know, like a very, very popular speech. It goes viral in
back
those
then,
days,
yeah.
Which meant it was in Newsweek.
Mm.
And
cool.
And then she takes the LSATs, and there's almost no women there. Men at the LSATs are heckling the women that are there. One of the guys says, if you get into law school and I don't and I have to go to Vietnam, blood's going to be on your hands. And
oh,
Hillary's like, at that
spot.
Point, you would just keep your head down and not respond.
Right.
So she said, so later on in life, now when you're supposed to be more emotional in public, that's a new thing to me.
Right.
Like, that's all new. She gets into Yale Law School, meets Bill Clinton, meets Ezra Edelman's mom. Miriam Wright Edelman, who was the Children's Legal Defense Fund, started it.
Cool.
Hillary works for, like, she's very fucking impressive. Becomes the just like
well,
the
she
first
fought for women and children for
yes.
so
yes.
much of her life.
That, yes.
That was the one thing during the debates with or during the, her campaign. I was like, why does everyone forget this?
Because
it's such a part of her.
The whole story of the documentary. I hate conspiracy theories. They didn't kill Vince Foster. The fucking guy killed himself. Kenneth Starr investigated it. He killed himself. There's no like the Seth Ritt, all that shit. This is fucking dumb.
Epstein?
Yeah, Epstein. And again, I was with her chief of staff the day Epstein got popped or whatever, killed himself. God, why would a pedophile kill himself in prison? Guys, what? You know how well prisons are run. So So you, it's just a fucking bummer looking at, and this is coming from a guy who's often sexist, and I watch it, and the thing, I was watching it, and I thought, if women sold themselves as underdogs more often, it's...
Aren't we always
but
underdog?
You, the problem
every
with...
Every movie about a woman is like, every man's like, what? No,
I know,
stop.
But the problem is, you're not underdogs in the number one area for men. Men,
sex?
Yeah.
That's you're the in, one thing.
I know, and that's the only thing we care about.
So be underdogs in sex more. Which looks like...
There's nothing you can do.
But what does that look like?
It doesn't look like anything. Men are the underdogs in sex. We're the Rudies of sex. We're the ones who, against all odds,
right.
scraped together. I went to the into the garage and I invented a fucking wheel that could, like... And then from that, I got some pussy.
That's why it pisses me off, side note, when female comedians starting out, or maybe not starting out, but they always have this... This thing, this like through line of, I can't get laid.
I'm just like, get who's ever done that?
It's a lot of, I would say, starting out female comedians, not like your friends or anything like that. But when they're starting out, it's like, no one wants to fuck mm-hmm. me shtick. And I'm like,
yeah, because it's like, change your shirt as a woman. It's like, nah, change your shirt. Maybe blow dry your hair.
Right.
I don't know. And it's pretty, like, it's a really, really simple solution.
Real simple.
Real simple, honey.
When I went to Germany, my friends I went with from San Diego State, all my good guy friends, and they would always be like, oh, did you see that French girl? Oh, I fucked that Dutch girl, like when we were hanging out.
Yeah.
That was when I actually, when girls are like, oh, I hang out with the guys. I'm like, no, no, you don't. Because the guys talk about sex a lot, at least at that age. So, oops. So, I remember one time they were talking about sex, like, you haven't, like... Who have you fucked? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Like, I don't have sex like that. And they're like, well, yeah.
The guys were asking who you fucked?
Yeah, because we were kind of just together all the time. So they didn't censor themselves like they would, like if we were in America, you know?
Yeah.
They said everything they would say amongst guys. But when I was around, and I remember they were like, if you were ever sexually frustrated though, like one of us would definitely fuck you. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God. That's when you realize every guy friend of yours.
Just lying in wait. Snakes in the grass.
Every single one.
Every single one of them. That's when
women were like,
women
no,
go like,
we're
like, not especially the guy you don't think. Not Tommy. Yes, Tommy. Tommy's jerked off to you dozens of times.
What? No.
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy. Proverbial Tommy. Not proverbial Tommy. Yes, proverbial Tommy.
Fuck. Anyways.
Yeah. So that's the thing. It just, she fucking tried 10 different ways. She tried to get healthcare passed. And then she's like a bra burning feminist who tried to get healthcare passed. And then 15 years later, she's corrupt.
Didn't she try to get healthcare passed when she was the first lady?
Yes.
I love how like all the first ladies like eat good food.
Yes. She got
like,
pilloried for that. Because in Arkansas, like ironically enough, she got a ton of education stuff passed as the first lady of Arkansas, and people loved her for it. Mm. So she thought, when I go to D.C., I'll do the same thing.
And it was like, and who's this bitch?
And the Republican and Vince Foster couldn't take it. Couldn't take the hothouse atmosphere. Mm. It's like, oh, these motherfuckers are ruthless, and these are. It's not just a whisper campaign. It's the cover of the Washington Post. So, and she cries about Bill. It's like, it's pretty crazy. Like, but it's not, watching the documentary, I'm not surprised because I read all this at the Daily Show. But it's a real bummer for women because in terms of being a leader and having good values, Elizabeth Warren has really good values.
Yeah.
And the other thing with Hillary is when she was Secretary of State, very high approval rating. Once as a woman, you show ambition, you're immediately loathed by people.
Yeah.
I remember...
That makes sense.
There was an article either about Hillary or Oprah. I think it was about Hillary, and they referenced Oprah saying Oprah realized early on that as a woman, you have to make things seem like they're coming from a place of altruism. Mm. You can make $1 billion as a woman, but you can't do it on some greed is good shit. You have to do like, we're all growing.
Right.
Look at, feel the sunshine. Yeah. Feel the sunshine and feel the warmth. And
she's always like, I am not a threat.
Yeah.
I am not a threat.
White people?
White people loved her.
But, that's what I'm saying.
But it's like to men also. I'm doing this thing that you probably wouldn't even
I don't
want
even
to
want
do.
To get married. I might be gay.
But but the funny thing is, oddly enough, Dr. Oz kind of has to play the same
beta.
Beta.
Yeah.
You kind of, if you're
Dr. Phil doesn't though.
He doesn't, but.
Because he's over 6 feet.
Oh, that's interesting. But he also does play this like, I'm good in the name of all things good.
Yeah, like I'm like just a good, I'm sensible.
Pillar of morality.
Someone's got to say something. Guys, I'll handle this.
This podcast is called Fill in the Blanks.
I love it. You know I love a pun.
Okay.
So the Oprah Doc Watch was
no, no, Hillary.
I'm sorry. Yeah. The Hillary Doc Watch was
good.
Yeah. It was great. It's great. I know people that like she's a criminal. You're like, what are you talking about? Right. Honestly, like the fuck are
Benghazi.
You talking about? She's a bureaucrat, dude. Like it's people just project all the other thing watching it, I had the thought that another problem is people don't know any famous people. So you think it's really easy to just project all this garbage onto somebody and then you see the difference, what they're actually like,
right?
Versus for good and bad. Like people I know that have sparkling reputations are not who they seem. And people I know with bad checkered reputations are incredibly sweet. Right. And that by that, I mean me. the hardest I laughed during the documentary, there was a joke where Hillary's like, she's talking about herself. She goes, there's a man walking along a cliff and he falls and he's holding on by a vine and he's screaming out like, God, please help me. And God's like, you need my help? And he's like, yes, God, you know I've had a good life. And God goes, yeah, but there's something about you that just fucking rubs me the wrong way. And it made me laugh. Oh, God,
she said that joke?
Yeah, I don't think she said fucking. Oh. But that rubs me the wrong way about herself, basically.
Right.
Like she just rubs people the wrong way. And it doesn't really matter what she does.
How, I don't remember this that well, but how, outside of her initiative to bring healthcare and stuff, how was she liked as a first lady?
Healthcare, people hated her. And right. the Democrats lost the next election in a fucking landslide.
That was, no, they didn't.
94, yeah, they did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about when she was first lady of America.
92. They got elected in 92. She tries to get healthcare passed. Right. Then 94, the midterms, the Democrats got...
Oh, you
they
mean...
Lost
yeah,
both
yeah, sorry.
Houses,
in the
and it was kind of her fault.
Interesting.
I mean, not... fault in that, like, it was everyone's idea that she should... They thought it would be good. Like, you get two for one.
Do you... But so,
and then after that, she fell back and made herself very, like, you know,
I'm
cookies and led Jackie Onassis. This is the blue room. And Will you play Jackie Onassis' White House tour, please?
I need to see this.
Have you ever seen this?
Never.
It's so fucking creepy. She's like a little doll baby.
Mrs. Kennedy, I want to thank you for letting us visit your official home. This is obviously the room from which much of your work on it is directed.
Yes, it's attic and cellar all in one. Since our work started, we receive hundreds of letters every day. Uh-huh. This is where we evaluate all the finds, see if we want to keep them, if they fit into our budget.
A budget? It's so... I can't... It makes me so sad to watch that.
Right, because it's just like...
Stop it, Will. I'm a little baby girl.
And our budget.
And our budget. I don't understand numbers,
out here to
mister.
Talk.
It's so fucking creepy. So that's what she fell into.
Did people feel... How did most people feel about the Monica Lewinsky scandal? Were most people like, what? Who cares?
Yeah, most liberals were like, Kennedy cheated. Everybody cheated.
Right.
Like, both Eleanor Roosevelt was a lesbian. You know, there she was. Like,
right.
It wasn't. Now, looking back, it's Bill Clinton actually talks about Monica Lewinsky, and he says, like, you know, it's been, I've seen her, you know, every so often try to normalize her life, and it's been very unfair to her. And he goes, but I mean, you know, we all have to decide what's normal. And you're like, hey, what the fuck does that mean? What's that mean, guy? What do you mean? You fucked her life up, dude.
Yeah.
Give her money. He should give her $5 million.
Did he admit? Who admitted it?
What yeah, was he admitted it.
Is that what happened? He just yeah, admitted it?
Basically.
I know they were investigating.
They were investigating Whitewater. Yes. And then they found her, and he had denied it under oath.
Right.
Then they charged him with perjury.
Which is so stupid. It's like, who's going to admit that?
Yeah. It's like, dog, I'm not. Like, you trying to snitch on me? That's none of your business. Yeah. So
also, I want to know the ratio of people who tried to impeach him, or who impeached him. Like, how
they were
many
all
of them-
cheating, yeah. But Newt Gingrich, everybody. So, and Hillary believed him, and then she cries in the documentary. And it's not crocodile tears. It's like, right. She's trying not to cry and trying not to reveal emotion.
Go back
that's
there.
Kind yeah. of what she, the school of character she's from.
I guess my question is, do you think she has this kind of tainted reputation after being in the White House or before or while she was in the White House?
I think that she was. You see what they did to Michelle Obama. I mean, what did Michelle Obama?
But people also love Michelle Obama. Who's right
liberals there. Love Michelle Obama. And everybody loves now more people like her afterward. Right.
I think women just like Michelle Obama.
Yes. But not Republican women.
Really?
No.
I think they secretly do.
Maybe secretly, but they're not open about it. So, okay. Terrorist fist jab, and why is she giving? They like why'd she plant a garden? Why is she creating school lunch? Why she's a snitch and you can't eat dessert? And it's like, okay, she was trying to help kids. You fucking idiots. So that's like a woman who threw a perfect game, Michelle.
Yeah.
So yeah, trying to help kids get fruit, you terrorist bitch. Okay. So I there was a article that I sent it to you. I don't know if I did, but there was an article in regards to Elizabeth Warren and Tina Fey. Mm. And more, not less Tina and more like Liz Lemon, the character from 30 Rock, where it basically said, as a high achieving woman, you have to perform, it does well to perform sloppiness. Mm. Go like, I'm a mess.
Right.
I'm
human.
I'm a hot mess. I eat pasta at 11:45 at night. What is, who even does that? And how it's kind of necessary to.
Yeah, it's like humility.
Yeah.
It's like.
Because the when somebody called me last week about why didn't women vote for Elizabeth Warren. And this before I watched the Hillary documentary, I was like, the fact that she got the nomination is a miracle looking back. It's a fucking miracle. And I almost feel like Bill cheating on her was not good for her long term, but I think people felt for her.
Yeah. I think everyone felt for her, right?
Yeah. And I think it probably helped her get elected in New York. And
oh, yeah.
And she was Secretary of State, dude. Like, she's Secretary of State for a while.
Yeah.
Good senator, like diligent, studious, an impressive person. And then got painted as a globalist and just all these, like, she was talking in the dining room. She was like, I didn't know, it was impossible to defend myself because it was a new thing every day. and it was unprecedented. Like, I used to be a bra-burning feminist, and now I'm a globalist elitist. And she was trying to use, like, the Goldman Sachs speeches as, like, she was trying to use it as collateral. Maybe Trump would release his tax returns. She's like, I don't know.
Right.
It's amazing how little people know. You go, it's all calculated. Right, and then you see, and she's just like, she's just in a room, and like, it's just a bunch of people in fleeces in a shitty motel. Yeah. And like, what should we do? Should we announce now? Should we? It's not. Again, it's when you hear about things in theory, it's so much more impressive than when you actually see it.
Yeah.
And I probably say that as somebody who, like, one of the things is like, when you were doing Chappelle Show, it was me and a guy in a fucking room tired. It wasn't like, and then we shall. Yeah. There was no maps. We would literally call the sketches longies and shorties. That's how calculated it was. Fucking nonsense. Two morons who had a skill. So it's not this like, and then we decided. No, it's just all accidents.
What are the other docs? Does that make sense? The old school one?
Yeah. We'll play the other doc song. Doc Watch. What are you going to do?
Wait a minute.
Doc Watch. Doing a documentary. You're not so smart. Doc Watch. Did you watch?
No. Please tell me about it.
It's very good. But it was like, Doc Watch. Great.
That's
thank
so
you.
Good. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Stop Making Sense, which is the David Byrne Talking Heads documentary.
From back in the day.
Yeah. Okay. That Jonathan Demme directed. I always heard it's like the best concert
it's
movie
the
ever.
Best. And it's
I
so
was
good.
And I would see clips and go, I didn't understand it. And then I watched it from the beginning. And it's what's great about it is it's shot in an unfussy way.
Yeah.
By having said that, it's shot in an unfussy way by my buddy Jeff Cronenworth's father, who was named Jordan Cronenworth. He was the DP for Harrison Ford, Outer Space.
Star Wars.
No. The sci-fi one. Ridley Scott, Blade Runner. DP from Blade Runner.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
I mean, I said space cop, so it's like, Blade Runner, Jordan Cronenworth, who was the DP. He's a fucking great DP.
That's a great. Yeah.
And and the show was great. The music's great. And then
the costumes, everything.
And then there at some point he goes off stage to change costumes, and his band, two members from his band, had a side band called the Tom Club.
Yeah.
And then their song is Genius of Love is like the most fucking popular song ever. So they play Genius of Love, and then David Byrne comes out.
Yeah.
There was a review of it, and Pauline Kael, who's like the big New York Times reviewer, said that David Byrne made autism look like fun, which is a very funny description. And now David Byrne has a show on Broadway that Mulaney keeps promoting. Because they have the same director.
I love David Byrne.
Yeah. And he did SNL a couple of weeks ago.
Did you see the part of the... Some people miss this part of Stop Making Sense. It's like the beginning where he's interviewing himself.
Mm-mm.
It's like a weird... It's not like a... It's kind of like a weird sketch. It's not so much a sketch. It's him interviewing himself in different costumes. It's
no,
on the like...
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
On the DVD or something?
It's on the DVD. You just have to... It's like the beginning part.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Extras or something. It's really funny. The whole, I love that documentary. It's so.
It's also just a good. The shows, the music's really good.
Yeah.
It's a big band, meaning like they have a lot of instruments. They have a lot of backup singers. They have a lot of, like, they just have it. The sound's fucking great.
Yeah.
And he's a great performer. He's a really good performer.
Yeah,
like way better than I thought. Like I never.
Have you never been into Talking Heads?
I love all their music. Like I really do. Like I know every song, but he's a really good performer. Where they'll just cut to a close up of him, for 55 seconds, and you see it. Like he's just there.
Right.
He's like in every moment and every like oh like he's there. It's so great.
Yeah.
Yay. So that was great. And then Beyond the Mat, which I didn't... Have you ever seen Beyond the Mat?
Mm-mm. Wait, have I?
It's on Netflix, about wrestling.
No.
And it's got one of my favorite wrestling clips. Well, I don't know what you're doing. Beyond the Mat is a... it's a wrestling documentary. Jake the Snake is in it, but it's directed by...
Oh, it's the wrestling, not like Greco-Roman, like...
No, like WWE. WWF, actually. It's got so many great things in it. It's got... Have we looked up Vince McMahon puke? Have we ever looked this up?
No.
There's a guy who tries to get... All right, hold on. This guy is trying to get in the WWE, and his angle is that he pukes. All right, so listen to this. Listen to Vince McMahon calling this guy right here.
Well, I've got one thing I want you to do for me, okay? And that's going to be right back over here.
Oh, no. I've been waiting for this. Okay, I guess. Okay.
You want me to a little coffee or what?
He's going to puke. He's going to start saying he's going to puke.
Some more?
Huh? Try not to get it on the rust of my table here.
I don't think I can do that.
Can you do that? Huh? You going to get sick?
That's a possibility.
Huh? Oh. Huh? Oh my God! He's gonna puke!
Every time I'm gonna puke, I yell, "He's gonna puke!" in my head.
I kind of feel like Vince McMahon. You kind of do these when you're like,
yeah. Vince McMahon is. That's where you go, boy. This guy is a really good showman.
And he's like, he's living, breathing it.
Yes.
That's not just like a,
yes.
Right, no, don't
like,
don't.
Okay. I'm like, no, he's like, oh, I see how this is going to work. He's going to puke.
Yeah. He's like, how am I marketing this?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many great clips like that.
Of Vince McMahon?
Because they got access. No, Vince McMahon, Goldberg.
Oh, in the
documentary. It shows how hard it is.
Yeah.
How like they're all fighting like injury all the time.
You watched wrestling?
No.
I was never. Thinking, I feel like I asked.
Not
you that
never. Year, like Friday, Saturday night's main event, but which would be on instead of Saturday Night Live, and in fact, little trivia for you: the a guy named Rick Ludwin, who died a couple months ago, was the NBC exec at. He was the NBC exec in charge of late night and specials. And he took money from Saturday Night's Main Event and made Seinfeld.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes. And is like one of the only people in showbiz who actually did something.
Right.
Actually did something. Took money from Saturday Night's Main Event, like, no, gave it to Jerry.
Something and risky and
yes.
not...
Interesting.
Interesting.
So that was the Beyond the Mat for He's gonna Puke. So watch Beyond the Mat. It's on Netflix.
I love
it. Just started streaming.
I grew up, my brother watched it, so I'm like...
Yeah, but it's not, it's interesting. It's more human than that. It's
no, like, I understand. Yeah. But like when you grow up with it, you want to see the other
yeah.
side to it.
And it's directed by Barry Blaustein, who I have a soft spot for because he was a writer for Eddie on Saturday Night Live and then wrote Coming to America... Boomerang and
Jesus. Is he black?
Nah.
I was like, Steen.
Barry Blaustein and David Sheffield are their names. And they wrote Coming to America, Boomerang.
Black Nutty people Professor. Cover your ears.
I know. Sorry. Yeah, sorry. I ever told this story. This is like one of the great showbiz stories of all time. I think this is true, but I've never got it confirmed. So Red Fox, when he was doing Sanford and Son, was like, I'm tired of these Jewish writers. I want to get some black people in here. Like, I want all black people.
Okay.
All black writing staff. Right? So they fire all the Jewish guys. They bring in all these black guys. They write a script. They do a read through of the script. It bombs. And Red Fox apparently yelled out, "Bring me back my Jews." Don't know if it's true, but God damn it. If
that
true.
That is
hilarious.
Let's just say it's true.
If true. All right. So let's end this episode and at an hour and a half, because we got to do two, because Bianca's got to get on the viral express.
Bye. Love you guys.
Bye.
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 Goodbye. I'm not feel. Tell me how you feel.